Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Watching those guys playing, even when I play Madden, I play with the Bills. You know, that defense, you know, that's just something that I really love. You know, definitely, I'm glad I'm a part of it now. So, you know, that's just the main thing I was, you know, just thinking about when it was going through my head, like, this dream finally come true. Things just started, you know, just take over.
It is Carlos Boogie Basham, second-round draft pick, Wake Forest University. And to find out more about Carlos, we're going to the Western Hotline. Former, I actually should probably double-check if I'm right here. Former Louport star player, Dave Clausen, Wake Forest head coach, joining us on the Western Hotline. It is Howard and Jeremy. Coach, were you like all Section 6? Am I good with star player at Louport?
I think star would be an exaggeration, but we had some good teams and had a good time playing. But listening to these ads brings back memories. I grew up in Western New York, and I had a little transistor radio that I'd listen to WGR as a kid and listen to the Sabres games.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's cool. That was back in the 1970s.
That's cool. It's changed a little since then. So we wanted to talk to you about Carlos Basham, Dave. First off, what are the Bills getting in Carlos Basham?
Well, you're getting a 6'3.5", 6'4", 274-pound defensive lineman that just ran a sub-4.6 40 at our pro day. He is athletic. He's got a great frame. He has what we call a motor that he plays with great effort and intensity. And he's going to be somebody in the locker room who's a unifier. Boogie's just one of those people that other people are drawn to in a very positive way. So I'm thrilled that he's going to my hometown team. And I think he'll be very productive. But also be someone that gets involved in the community and makes Buffalo proud.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, he was kind of guys people would gravitate to. So in addition to his on-field performance, the abilities he made in terms of his playing side, did you look at him as one of your leaders because of that personality, that ability to have people follow or gravitate to him?
Yeah, he's not a loud guy. He's not a speech giver. But every year you could just see him mature, become more confident. And then this year he was elected as a captain for us. And the reason was, more than anything, is, you know, in a COVID year, 2020, you saw a lot of the better players in the country opted out. And Boogie never considered it. He came back to finish with his teammates, to play for Wake Forest. And, you know, once the defensive coordinator was a little nervous that Boogie may opt out, and Boogie just looked at him, shook his head, and said, football players play football, and I'm a football player. And I was so proud of the stance he took and the fact that he came back, and then he increased his draft value. So it worked out well for us, and it worked out well for him.
Dave, his game in terms of the pass rusher portion, we'll get to run defense in a moment and all that, but as a pass rusher, what do you think are the strengths of his game right now? Is he a speed guy? Is he a power guy? What are his moves or his counter moves? Could you give us a little insight on that?
Well, I think the thing that makes Boogie good is he's capable of both. Like I said, he's 274 pounds, but in our weight room, he was a 1,400-pound lifter for us. So, you know, if you soft set him, he had the ability to get under your pads and put the tackle's lap right into the quarterback. But then also because of his speed and athletic ability, you know, he had the ability to go from power to speed or transition from speed to power. So he's really got two different fastballs, which is what we loved about him. And the other thing that he had was versatility. As he got bigger and more powerful, what we would do is we would move him, that we would always try to get him the best matchup on third down. So, which means we could play him at three technique, we could play him as a nose, we could play him on right or left side to try to get the best matchup. And there's just a lot of versatility with him. And then he plays with such great effort that some of the sacks he had is when the quarterback broke the pocket. And he has a knack for taking the proper pursuit angle, and whether it was a couple strip sacks, things like that. So, again, I don't think there's just one thing with him. But, again, his ability, his strength combined with his speed, you know, makes him really he's got both of those skill sets.
Wake Forest coach Dave Clawson with us as we talk about Carlos Basham. What about his run defense? What about that part of his overall game package?
Well, that's the part that really got better. When we got Boogie, you know, I want to say he was probably like, I don't know, 255, 260, and it was all based on athleticism and speed. And then as he was in our program and put on weight and put on strength, and a lot of times when players do that, they lose speed. He was one of those unique people that as he got bigger and stronger, he didn't get slower. And so I would say as a sophomore, you know, he was a good pass rusher and could play the edge, but really struggled to stick his nose in C-gap and play a combination block or things like that. That's the part of his game the last 2 years got markedly better. That by the time he was a senior here, you know, he could play that tackle tight end combination block, keep his face in the C-gap, bend the tight end back, create a new line of scrimmage. That was something he really improved at. And that was really, I think, one of the main reasons he came back, is he knew he had to get better at it, and he did.
The you know, I wanted to ask you one more thing about Carlos and his personality, and then I'm curious if you have any thoughts you could share on Greg Rousseau, because I assume you would have faced him or gone against him at some point at Miami. With Carlos, Dave, I mean, the Bills put a lot of, you know, they're big, not just football, obviously, but character, who the person is, family life, background. I mean, they're not the only team that does that. Everybody does their research. So what kind of I think you kind of gave us a little bit when you were telling us the story about him coming back to play another year. What else can you tell us about Carlos Basham, the person, and that as part of an overall package of a team that puts a lot of weight into who you are when they draft you?
Well, first off, not everybody does that. And one of the things that I think is so impressive about Sean McDermott is Sean called me personally 2 or 3 days before the draft. And I've known Sean for, 25 years. I coached against him when he was a safety at William & Mary. I was the offensive coordinator at Villanova. So I've seen Sean from a player, and then when he was an intern with the Eagles. And his secondary coach at William & Mary was my defensive coordinator at Richmond. So I think Sean is probably on the high end of people that care about character and fit and community. And the fact that he called me and asking about those things about Boogie, it's not just coach speak to say that he cares about it. He was really doing some deep digging before he was going to use a first or a second round pick. And again, Boogie is just one of those guys that he has an infectious smile. He likes to have a good time. He likes to laugh. He likes it to be fun. And people gravitate to him. And again, part of the reason he came back was not just for personal reasons to increase his draft stock, but his group of friends here, they are so close. And I just don't think he wanted those guys to finish without him. So, you know, relationships matter to him. You know, he is a good person. And like I said, he will be a unifier in the Bills locker room. And that was important to Sean. And again, I found it very impressive that Sean took the time to call and do that research before bringing somebody into the Bills organization.
Was he a good safety? Did he ever get a pick against you guys?
I don't think so. So in 1996, the two safeties at William & Mary were Sean McDermott and Darren Sharper. And we hit two crack screens on them for about 160 yards and didn't get another yard the rest of the game. And then in 97, Darren graduated and Sean was still there. And at Villanova that year, we were pretty loaded. We had Brian Westbrook as our tailback. Brian Finneran was our receiver. And I think we beat them at their homecoming. So I was 1-1 as a coach against him when he was a player. Somehow I think the team he has now might beat the team that I have now.
Hey, before I let you go, would you have faced Miami, right, in 2019? And if so, is there anything you can tell us about Greg Rousseau?
We were supposed to play him. They were on the schedule, and that was a game that got canceled because of COVID. But, yeah, we prepared for them. We studied them, and he is an extremely athletic he is an edge defender. And I think those two ends will really complement each other. I think they're a little bit different. I would not be shocked if Boogie doesn't end up maybe playing to the tight end side and Rousseau plays to the open side. But I think those two will be really good complements. And obviously when you take a defensive end with your first and second pick, that was clearly a priority for the Bills this year to get better in that way.
Dave, thanks for coming on with us this morning. I know it's always busy for college football coaches, so we appreciate you taking some time out, especially here back in the hometown, and continued success with Wake Forest.
Thanks so much. So you'll love Boogie, and I appreciate you guys having me on. Anything for Western New York, that's home for me.
Appreciate the insight. Thank you.